Recently, we had the chance to sit down with the executive and artistic director of Brazen Faced Varlets, Laura Haberberger. She's also directing their current show, which continues through February 2nd at Alleyway's Cabaret Theater.
The Anastasia Trials in the Court of Women, and it's written by Carolyn Gage.
It's interesting. You told me that Carolyn Gage, the writer, had a Skype session with you and your performers.
So we had a rehearsal where we set up a computer, and she had a computer, and we got to ask questions. We got to get her insights on the play, why she wrote it. And it was just wonderful. It's rare that you ever get to talk to a playwright about their work.
The Anastasia Trials in the Court of Women is described as a play within a play, with much of the narrative centered on a case against the four women who betrayed the Grand Duchess Anastasia Romanov, the last surviving daughter of the Tsar of Russia.
And there's two attorneys. There is the prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney, and they will get up and fight for a specific, if they want something to go on, they want to ask a question that the other attorney doesn't like. The audience gets to vote on whether or not the question gets answered.
They're going to be part of the show.
They're going to be part of the show, and they actually get at the end to vote on whether the guilt or the innocence of the accused.
That uncertain result, Laura Haberberger says, forces the actors to adapt their scripts as the production rolls on. It adds a level of humor, which she thinks works to highlight some complex issues. The content reflects the mission of Brazen-Faced Varlets, which has emerged in Buffalo's theater scene with a noteworthy beginning. Haberberger and co-founder Heather Fangsrud were living in Washington, D.C., before they traveled to Columbus, Ohio, for the Gay and Lesbian Theater Festival.
When we were there, we saw Buffalo United Artists were there, and we saw their production of Confessions by Matthew Crahan Higgins. And it was fabulous. It was just wonderful. We told them, we're like, we're leaving. We are going to move to Buffalo to be with you. And they're like, yeah, yeah, right, whatever. But we actually did. We showed up. And it always is very funny because they always are like, oh, yeah, you did. You said you were going to move, and you moved. So.
And here you are 14 years later.
Yes.
Brazen-Faced Varlets. What
yes.
a name.
It comes from Shakespeare. It comes from the play King Lear. One of our big missions is to reimagine the canon. The canon being the plays that people are saying, these are the best plays ever. So we wanted a name that was kind of cheeky, but actually harkened back to his work. Our first play that we ever did was a play called Ramona and Juliet by my friend Sean Northrup, which was a lesbian version of Romeo and Juliet. So we thought, well, that's our first play. We'll find a name out of Shakespeare.
And how would you characterize your company's work? What sets you apart from the other theater companies here in Buffalo?
We try to do more edgy work. Our work is basically on women. We also like to do work that shows societal issues that we need to point out and work on. The Secretary that we did last season was about gun control. The Taming that we did last year was about the need for government reforms and our election processes. Our co-founder, Heather Fangsrud, just wrote a play called Knock Knock Jesus Calling, which was about growing up gay in a Jehovah's Witness household and you know, how we need to reach out to our gay and lesbian youth to make sure that they feel safe and that they're not alone and that there are resources for them. So that's one of the things we do, too.
The Anastasia Trials in the Court of Women. Through February 2nd at Alleyway's Cabaret Theater. Laura Haberberger,
yes.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was wonderful.